call the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
Okay, we might open up a whole can of worms, but it's worth it here. It's the Joe and Alex Show and producer Porkchop. What's your Instagram again? Ours is at Joe and Alex Show. You can find everybody on there. But what's yours in particular?
Mine is at producer Porkchop.
All right, help him out. He needs 100 followers so he can finally have like 100 followers to go do that. But let's talk about something with your Instagram and all the double tapping you've been doing lately.
Okay.
You have like an Instagram crush.
Oh,
why are you hiding it?
Like, no. I'm not hiding anything. I have nothing to hide.
Alex, do you feel like he's hiding it?
I don't know. What am I hiding?
You told us that you did something that you're like, I think if Chase knew I did this, he would be mad.
Oh.
And Chase is Porkchop's boyfriend, but if you're new to the show.
Okay. So he's not my like Instagram crush, but he's like a celebrity. He's like a famous photographer in Australia.
So he's your celebrity crush.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Liv. You could say that. By the way, my Instagram celebrity crush.
He's saying a photographer is a celebrity. Okay. I'm trying to list off all my favorite celebrity photographers.
Let me rephrase. He is a social media influencer. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So he's my celebrity social media influencer crush.
Okay.
And he posted a picture of himself. And he was wearing a shirt that said, boys will be boys, but the will be boys was crossed out, and it said, boys can be gentlemen. And I thought that was, like, a really cool t-shirt, and, like, obviously, like, he's my celebrity crush. So I wrote and said, I just said, love it, with an exclamation point.
What's wrong with that? Why would Chase be mad about that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily think he'd be mad about that. I think, I don't know, he just might get, like, a little jealous to know that, like, I had a celebrity Instagram crush. And actually, that's not even the part. So I sent that, and then he wrote back. Well, he didn't write back. He, like, double-tapped it back, you know, gave the little heart.
He liked your comment.
Thank you. Well, not my comment. I sent him, like, a DM. It was a story
Wait a minute.
You outed yourself.
So he posted a story. Yeah. And you replied to the story saying love it, and then he double tapped your message.
Yes. Thank
Got
you.
It.
Yeah.
And so you sent all that to Chase to out yourself?
No, I did not.
Oh, he doesn't know. Okay.
Yeah, he does now.
But you're worried that if he did know, he would be upset by that?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily think I'm worried. I just told you guys the other day that I was like, hey, look, my celebrity Instagram crush double tapped it back. And then I was like, yeah, if Chase knew, he'd probably be, like, upset.
Why would Chase, your significant other, have a problem with you commenting on somebody else's, like, social media?
Well, here's why. I sent this message after I had, like, two, like, beers. And I just, I don't think that's right. I shouldn't, I mean, like.
So, wait, you wouldn't have sent that message?
All you said was love it.
Love it. Like, you love the message of the shirt that he's wearing. I don't see what the problem is. It's not like he was had a picture, a naked picture.
See,
and
everyone
replying, love it.
Yes, everyone listening right now is understanding why Porkchop gets so easily stressed about nothing. This is why we're all, you stress us out by being stressed about
Alex,
something like this.
Hold on, though, because he said something. There might be more we need to dig. You're saying after a couple of beers. So you're saying if you wouldn't have had a couple of beers, you wouldn't have sent that DM.
Correct. You're probably right. I probably wouldn't have.
So if
that DM wasn't even flirting.
It may not have said, hey, want to bang? But my question is, was it kind of, in your honest opinion, was that a flirty thing you were sending him, or at least trying to engage in conversation?
Why you gotta ask the question like that?
Because that's what it sounds like to me, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. I want to make sure I truly understand what's happening here. 833, by the way, 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. I mean, this opens up a whole other can of worms, but are you okay with your significant other liking or commenting on the opposite sex's picture? And does it matter what the picture is? I've kind of toned down me liking girls with their boobs are popping out in photos. I'm like, I guess I can't like that one, but how convenient. Porkchop has to go answer the phone.
So I have big opinions on this. I have zero issues when it's a celebrity or somebody that's got a bajillion followers and they're like it's unrealistic that you would ever get with them. I do not care.
Right.
You could DM them all day long.
If a guy
I'm dating can like all their stuff, comment on all their stuff, doesn't bother me. But as soon as you start liking or commenting on Local Thoughts Instagrams, then I'm pissed.
Would you consider yourself to be a local thought? Because like, I mean, like you put up these little like.
Here's what I did.
Photos where you're sticking.
Would
your lip
I be
out.
Local thought?
Well, I'm saying like, okay, like you always post for certain photos when you do post on there, like they're kind of suggestive. Sometimes they're sexy. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm saying like somebody that is not like I'm verified on Instagram. I don't think I count in this for somebody else. I'm saying like somebody just the average girl that like your boyfriend could easily meet up with or hang out with at a party. Like that girl.
I feel like that is you. Just because you're verified on Instagram, I still feel like that is you.
Yeah, I agree with Joe, and I think that too. Like, I think the weirdest part is that Porkchop thinks this guy is a celebrity or even an influencer. Like, for me, he has, like, what, a couple thousand, 100,000 followers on Instagram. That's not a lot in my eyes. Like, obviously, it's way more than me. But, like, what I'm saying is, like, that's not celebrity status. Like, Selena Gomez has, like, 150 million. That is a celebrity. This like random photographer in Australia is not celebrity enough to where like that you should be commenting on his stuff. Like, I don't think what you said is bad at all. I think you can say that to anyone, even someone who has like 100 followers.
Here's the problem, Liv, with what he did. I agree. Not a celebrity, just the person who takes photos. So that's really nice. I'm glad they know how to work the aperture. That's really cool. I can do that with my iPhone portrait mode. Here's my thing. This was an obvious, like, hitting on somebody. I think it's okay for me, and I get so tired of hearing Alex, blah, 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 like she thinks everybody's cheating on everybody. I can comment and like on a photo of a girl that I know that's attractive or hot. Now, if I'm like, oh, my God, you're so hot, or look at your boobs, your butt, of course, that's inappropriate. But I think in a relationship—
What are you commenting?
I usually don't, but I'm saying hypothetically, if I commented on like, let's bring up, you always try to like bring it up, a local TV reporter or something. If I was like, wow, you look so hot, okay. That could be misconstrued and taken differently. I wouldn't do that. But I'm like, oh, you look really pretty. That I don't think is a big deal. And especially if my partner's cool with it, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's a big deal when you're like limiting people like, hey, you can't comment or say this to somebody. It's like, that's really insecurity or jealousy on that guy or the girl's side.
I am constantly commenting on like guys I know from like my college, like my guy friends' photos, like constantly. But I'm saying like, I'm being mean, if anything. I'm like bullying them. I'm like, wow, looks like your hair's thinning or like whatever.
Yeah, you're just like a comedian just riffing on them.
Let me tell you how psycho I am.
Oh, we know.
One of my exes in like, I don't know, midnight, 1 a.m. or something. It was like over the weekend once. And I had noticed that he had liked over the last couple days a bunch of random girls he follows Instagrams. They were clearly not just friends. They were like sexy girls he probably had met on Bumble before or something. Mm-hmm. And he'd liked their photos. So I screenshotted every single photo that he had liked over the course of the last couple months. And I texted him, this is like 1 a.m. again. And I said like, hey, I have some pictures for you with a winky face. So he thought I was going to send him nudes. So he's all excited. He's like, send them, send them.
Oh, that trickery.
So I sent just a freaking list of all the screenshots of all the girls that he had liked.
Wait a minute. And so which guy is this?
Someone you don't know.
So this guy, he didn't know those girls, you're saying?
I mean, they were like someone he had obviously matched with on Bumble and stuff before we had met. Okay. So he knew them that way. And I
and
knew that he
didn't even
did.
Want them liking their photos?
No, I was pissed.
You're such a stalker. So,
I led him to believe I was sending him nudes. I actually just sent him the receipts of him liking other chicks' photos because I am
as you guys
a
can
petty
see,
bee.
Alex moves on in relationships quite well. Very healthy. Allie's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Allie? What'd you want to say about this?
Hey, guys. Well, I just think that it depends on how attainable the person is. Like,
right.
I don't care about my husband liking anybody, but like, if it's somebody that's like actively coming into your place of work or something like that, that's not cool. That can't be your celebrity crush.
Right. I agree with that. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get that. But see, what I'm saying is like, I don't think this influencer photog guy is like famous enough. Like, I think he's almost like attainable that like... And that's weird that you call him your celebrity crush. That it's not a celebrity crush. You just have a crush on this guy.
You have a camera crush.
Like me liking Justin Bieber, celebrity crush. You liking this photographer, crush.
I think Chase, you know, he just wants all the attention. Like, he wants me to give him all his attention. And I think he deserves that. But the weird thing is the guy just blocked me. Like the Instagram celebrity.
Wow, I can't believe that happened.
Like, why did he just block me?
I never saw that coming.
Yeah, wow, big shocker.
Wow. We're so sorry, Porkchop.
I have a friend who got caught liking this girl's photo that we all know from 6 months.
Ooh, that's really
six
dangerous.
6 months in the past, and his girlfriend caught it because it was on like the following page on Instagram.
Always look at that. Never sleep on that.
You hide your stuff, but here's what you know you got to do though too. I realized this. Can you ever double tap somebody like 6 months or a year back? They like you trying to look at the photo. Like, oh God, I double tapped it. You got to do it just like on your browser, like not logged in.
Oh,
fun fact for guys. I don't know if women like Alex already knew that, but.
Why do you know that?
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.